The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The first thing that I want to say is that I need a neck lift and I'm going public with it.
I didn't think this is what you were
going
to do.
I'm going public with it because I want to hold myself accountable.
You're so
and I want stupid. People to come up to me and be like, oh, when you get in that neck lift, and I'm I want to be shamed into doing it. Because
our new Britney watch is now Dominic's neck watch. We're going to be getting
Gobble
a
watch.
Weekly update
that's it.
On Dominic's waddle. That, by the way, he does not have.
I do. I can't wait to see people now that I've lost a little bit of weight. They're going to be up and they're like, Chris is wrong. You have several necks. It's like, I used to have five chins. Now I have two necks.
Do you remember it? Do you remember in Austin Powers whenever Fat Bastard went on the Subway diet and then he was like, now my neck looks like a damn vagina?
Well, that is the first thing, I need a neck lift. Secondly,
you don't.
I went to Bloomingdale's the other day. Okay. I haven't been to Bloomingdale's. I haven't been to a department store in quite some time.
Was this before or after you screamed at your television for 45 straight minutes, making that reel that made me fall off my chair?
Oh my God. The Thanksgiving Day parade. I do want to talk about, I will talk about my reel, but I want to talk about the actual parade and the way it's produced. And it's like, it's tight. It's good. It's like a good 3 hours of television that moves, but we'll get there in a minute.
Yeah, because it literally moves.
Literally, that's the whole thing, isn't it? It's a parade. Yeah, it's a parade. That took me a second.
I'm a fucking loser. Okay, continue.
I went to Bloomingdale's because I was looking for an outfit to wear at my holiday show. I was successful. It looks like Liza Minnelli dressed as Kris Jenner. That's all.
Okay,
I can say. Or
love that. Okay.
Maybe Kris Jenner dressed as Liza Minnelli. It's a blazer. It's a sequined blazer, and it was in the wrong spot in Bloomingdale's. and I saw it and I snagged it and I it was like the Lord wanted me to have this garment.
Okay,
what I'm gonna
you say sequined blazer as if you don't already own a sequined blazer. Like, you presented that as if it was something I wasn't expecting you to be wearing.
I meant another sequined blazer. Yeah.
Second of all, if you need a real opinion about your neck and if it needs lifted or not, you should have been asking around at Bloomingdale's, because I feel like the people working at Bloomingdale's would have been like, if you would have said, do you think I need a neck lift? They would have been just like, yes or no. Like, they would have shot it to you straight.
But listen, these people at Bloomingdale's, it is real. It's like from a movie where they look at you and they're like, what size jacket are you? And I was like, I'm a 44 regular. He goes, no, you're a 42 short. I was like, well, then why did you ask me? He goes, I wanted to see if I wanted to see if you were right.
Yeah,
like,
if you knew.
And I was wrong? He goes, yes, I've been doing this for 30 years. You're a 42 short.
Are you a 42 short?
Yes!
Got him.
He did it. He was really good. Anyway, I wasn't even telling the story because of the blazer. I was telling the story because I bought some other items there, which included new gloves. It was my sort of like my seasonal glove buy, and then I'll find the other 11 pairs I have at home.
Okay.
So I bought a pair of gloves. And the kid at the counter was very tall, very cute, and I'm going to assume from Poland, from the accent. And I handed him my garments, and he looked at me and said, today, my first day. I was like, oh, that's so sweet, and you're so cute. And then I got home, and he didn't take the fucking burglar badge off of the goddamn gloves, and they're attached. Now I got to go all the way back to the East Side, where I do not live. And I'm furious at Bloomingdale's, the nation of Poland, and really Mother Nature for making it so bitterly cold here during the winter. I wish I didn't need gloves.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than you get home and you're like, fuck, this has the thing on it.
Now, I understand. You texted me a few days ago. We didn't talk about this in the days since then, but you said that you have a bombshell for me that you would only tell while we were recording.
Oh my God, Dominic, I forgot about this. We should have led with this.
So thrilled.
Okay. Hassan and I are in Sag Harbor, New York. You know it well.
Yes.
Visiting our friend Laura and our friend Pat, who were out there for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We're sitting at a little Mexican restaurant. We're having margaritas. We're like, you know, we're having guacamole and chips and salsa. We're having the best time.
Table side guac?
Yes.
Oh God. I'm in the best time.
And a heaping pile of guac, by the way. You know, whenever you get it and you're like, do you want a small, medium, large? And you're like, medium. And it's like truly not even one cup of guacamole.
No.
This was a heaping pile of guacamole. It was great. We're sitting there. And obviously my friend Laura is joking about the, our Long Island Iced Tree candles, one of which I am burning right now.
Oh, I can smell it from here.
So amazing. And you should be all buying them at the link in our bio or at Wax Cabin Candle Company. So she's like, oh my God, I want to buy my candles. I need to do this. I need to, you know, she's like asking me about how the candles are. How did they go? Do you like them? And then she's like, we should order Long Island iced teas. Like, ha ha.
Stop.
And I'm like, it's 11 a.m. in the morning. I haven't eaten anything yet today. I can't. Like, I'm already having a margarita and I'm like getting fucked up off the margarita. I can't have a Long Island iced tea. I almost said maitre d', and we were at a taqueria. He wasn't the maitre d'. He was the host. The host slash, like, I think the owner of the restaurant comes over and looks me right in my eyes and says, you know, they're illegal now. And I said, excuse me. And he goes, Long Island iced teas are now illegal. I was too stunned to ask him in New York State, in the town of Sag Harbor, like, where are they illegal? But somewhere they have outlawed Long Island iced teas on Long Island because they have too much alcohol in them.
That must be a town ordinance, because we've had Long Island iced teas in New York City.
Well, maybe that was months ago.
No, there's no way. This would have been the lead story everywhere. BBC, the New York Times. This would have been a lead story everywhere.
So with a quick Google search, we have no facts to back up the fact that this bartender slash maitre d' said this to me. However, I have to believe him.
You think that
why
this
would he,
random...
Why would he say that? Why would he say this to me if it wasn't true?
Because maybe he was fucking with you because he thought you were drunk? No?
No. Regardless, I was told that Long Island iced teas are illegal.
Is it possible you dreamed this because you were already intoxicated from the margarita you had at 11 in the morning?
No. Okay, so here's what we need to do. Because of this, what I think should happen is everyone listening to this podcast should go out to the bar that they're going to tonight and order a Long Island iced tea and see what happens. And then I think every single person should report back to us, and then we'll find out if Long Island iced teas are illegal or not.
The list of things I would do before ordering and then drinking a Long Island iced tea, that list of things includes
nothing crimes. Because you've done it with me before.
You forced me to drink a shot at your birthday party. Now you're silently laughing. I didn't order it. You little pushed me down on a bed.
I did literally
pried my mouth open and put a funnel in it and put that shot inside.
Like a cartoon.
Speaking of cartoons, let's talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I find this program to be highly entertaining, I have to say. I know it's just a parade, but they pace it out.
Okay. It's not just a parade. It's the parade.
The parade of parades, obviously, but it doesn't, you know, it's just not boring. Like the way they're producing it, like these musical numbers they don't go on long at all. We're getting a little taste of everything we're supposed to be getting a taste of. It is in many ways better than actually being there. They did, however, let this year's star of the parade, one Sherilyn Sarkeesian LaPierre Bono Allman, also known as Cher. She sang her entire song of her hit single, DJ Play a Christmas Song, which then catapulted that album to number 2 on iTunes and the song to number 4. And she is a 77-year-old pop star. So that's worth noting. Also, this year, not a coincidence, was the highest rated Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade since they started recording viewership. And I have not heard.
Oh, is that true?
Yes, it is. And I have not heard a single entertainment outlet who tells us that fact. I have not heard them credit or even mention that Cher. It ended with Cher, which to me is the obvious reason, because there are many people of many generations who love her. She's one of 10. She's like one of the 10 living stars who, like, you just, how do you hate her? Really?
Well, she has one name. Well, first of all, just the first name.
Yeah.
Period.
Dolly's in there too. We're going to talk about her stunts in a minute.
She's too famous to do the Thanksgiving Day Parade. So the fact that she did it, that's pretty, like, they don't usually get that caliber of celebrity.
Not that caliber, no. But NBC is like all in on Cher this year. Like, she was on Jimmy Fallon. She's performing at the tree lighting in Rockefeller Center, which she pre-taped last week. But she's like all over, and she's releasing it's because of the Christmas album. She just sort of like crawls out every 6 or 7 years. She's like, I'm doing this thing and I'm going to beat it to death. And then she leaves for like a couple of years. But on the same day that 77-year-old Cher made history with the highest rated parade ever, also 77-year-old Dolly Parton appeared at a football game dressed as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader and shut the internet off on Thanksgiving because it was miraculous. I'm going to use the word tasteful, even though there's not really anything tasteful about the actual Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. But Dolly dressing up as one with the body stocking and all this shit, she's a star. She's just
she's always had them titties out. She's always had her yams out. Like, she's not... People were apparently surprised and upset. I don't know why.
Well, surprised because she always has the... She always has her tits out, but you don't think of her as, like, a midriff or short shorts kind of gal, you know? And all of a sudden, she rolls up in that. You're like, whoa, sister. Whoa.
I think she looks great.
She looked fucking amazing. Amazing.
I mean, she has like quadruple Spanx on, and it's very apparent.
Oh, there are dwarves hiding in her wig, pulling all of her skin back in a knot. There's absolutely no doubt about that. There are no, I can't say dwarves, elves. There are elves is what I meant. That is what, it is Christmas. There's so more work than the Brooklyn Bridge, but who gives a shit? She looks fucking great. Absolutely great. In fact, most people who do a midriff, I wish that they were wearing the body stocking that Dolly Parton was, because it worked. Look, a muffin top is a muffin top. I have one. I have a few, actually, if I'm being honest. But I don't walk around in a midriff. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to body shame, but if you're going to midriff, you want to be like that 77-year-old lady. You want it. That's what it's supposed to look like. God bless Dolly Parton. Dolly is God. Dolly blessed us.
Speaking of God, are you aware that Cher's Christmas CD comes with a magazine?
First of all, what is a magazine? Second of all, is that true?
Yeah. Did you not know this?
I didn't know this.
God damn it.
I didn't know this.
So many people have sent it to me and been like, you need to buy this for Dominic for Christmas.
Oh, you should. I bought hard copies, but they're at my post office. I am going to buy it for you,
but I was like, there's no way I can surprise him with this. So I just need him to react to it on the podcast. But now that you didn't even know about it, I'm very upset with myself.
No, don't be. When you send it to me, I will pretend as though I haven't seen it.
I mean, we will still both like completely black out and fall to the ground whenever we open it up and read it, because I'm sure it's going to be absolutely nothing. But however, I really fucking bitch. Okay, I have to go buy it now. It comes, you can buy a Christmas magazine, and it's called like Cher Magazine, and it comes with a CD.
Every time I hear the song, I want to call you, because I remember the first time you heard it, you were annoyed that there were no...
I know
you don't like a holiday song without
sleigh bells. I want a sleigh bell.
I feel like they might have heard you, because in the album version, there are sleigh bells just in the first, legitimately the first 5 seconds of the song.
And then it's just fucking mouth.
I swear to you. Then it's just like auto-tune Mrs. Claus for less than 3 minutes. Because by the way, that album is 13 songs and is only 39 minutes in length.
It's crazy. She's like, I'm doing this for TikTok.
Faggots. Yeah.
Like she said. No. She's like, I'm doing this so it can be a TikTok sound. Like, I don't need to actually have this be a song on the radio. Like, I want someone to do like a slutty dance to like this song as I'm singing about DJ play a Christmas song. That's what PS. Right. That's what music is now. If you didn't know, that's what it is.
I made the mistake of clicking on a link from the Daily Mail because they had done an article about Cher gets slammed for lip syncing at parade. And
Did
single artist who performs there is lip syncing. Every single artist.
Did like 17 pop-ups come on at once and like your computer?
My computer crashed. I'm doing this on my phone. It's the worst. And I always get sucked in. The people that write the headlines at the Daily Mail, I know it's a piece of trash, but they get me every time.
What we make in like 2 weeks on ads on this podcast, they're making in one nanosecond, because there's 75,000 ads per page on their web.
It's insane. It's
absolutely
insane.
I was doing Kristen Meinzer's podcast, which is just, we read Daily Mail articles and like, make fun of them. And I was like, okay. And then, sorry guys. I don't know what's happening, because there's a humongous, there's a humongous ad for Humira that's taken up my entire screen.
That is what the fan on my laptop goes on every time I click on a Daily Mail.
Same, honestly.
It's true. Speaking of a fan and people who need, God, you know what? Leave this in, because it shows how terrible I am. I'm terrible. I'm not.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
I want to talk about Tiffany Haddish falling asleep while at a stoplight, which isn't in and of itself funny, but I was trying to do a segue about, please, you know, someone who needs a fan, like maybe if someone had fanned her, she would have woken up.
Not been asleep. I don't know.
You know what? I smoked a joint while drinking coffee before this, so I don't know. I don't know what lies ahead here. I don't. That's always like, that's like an Ambien in the Long Island iced tea for someone of my fragility.
Illegal Long Island iced tea, yeah. I mean, our entire business model is built around the Long Island iced tea. So if it becomes outlawed, like, we're in trouble. Like,
we'll go to jail.
Yeah. I mean, are we surprised, Tiffany Haddish?
Well, I was surprised. I didn't know that the same thing happened in Atlanta a few months ago.
No.
Yeah. That's almost the same exact thing. And she's doing
to court her
any moment. Yeah. She had fallen asleep behind the wheel while she was like in the,
is it drunk? Is she drinking during this, or is she like narcoleptic and like is falling asleep at the wheel?
I mean, that's a very interesting angle. I hope her defense attorneys are listening, because like, I believe that she just has a drinking problem.
Oh God.
She performed at the Laugh Factory that night. And then they busted her at like four or five in the morning.
But she had been at the Laugh
Factory. Oh, I know. There's no excuse for drunk driving.
Uber is easier than it ever has been before in its life. Like, why are you driving?
There's not an excuse for it. There's not.
It's insane.
Do you care about Hall taking a restraining order out against Oates? Because I, as a child of the 80s, am devastated by them.
It's why? Why
am I
happening?
Devastated?
No, I know, but you're devastated. Why is that happening? Like,
why does Hall have a restraining order against Oates?
Why now?
What I heard was that when they were recording Maneater, Oates fingered Hall.
You're such an idiot.
I am. But, you know, the sexual assault deadline thing came up, and I feel like maybe Hall jumped in on that and he's accusing Oates. That's why we have a restraining order.
It's also like, what are you fighting about now? Like, I get if you were like at the height of your fame, like what today, right now, in the, like, what do you call it? The year of our share, 2023. Like,
that's right.
What are you fighting about now that you're getting a restraining order on each other?
They are 77 and 75. And the most heartbreaking part about all of it is that Daryl Hall, he's been saying this for years apparently, but he really wants to drive it home now with this current round of press, is that he and Oates are not friends. Like, they share a unique brothership, having been Hall and Oates, but there is no real life Hall and Oates. They are not best friends. They were always just business partners. And it makes it seem like he's not even that. He's like, we just played on a couple of songs together. But I'm like, I don't know that you understand that you're soundtrack for a generation of people.
Yeah, truly.
Like, what are you talking about?
Truly. And
you're not the Spice Girls. You're Hall and Oates. No offense. Also offense.
Thank you.
Because they weren't assembled, as far as I know. They were Hall and Oates. They were born. I thought they were Siamese. What's even happening here? Hall and Oates. No.
Did you see the Banshees of Inisherin?
I did.
That's what this is. I feel like, one day he woke up and was like, "We're not friends. I don't want to be your friend anymore." And he was like, "Don't ever talk to me again. Never speak to me again." And he's like, "You're the only person that's in my life."
Michael DeRosa, I think that's the funniest thing you've ever said in my presence.
No, it is not.
I think it's the funniest thing you've ever said. It is exactly that. It is exactly that.
He's like,
where Brendan Gleeson,
aka
Daryl Hall, right, is just like, I've had enough. That's insane. The Banshees of Hall and Oates.
As far as I'm concerned, that's what happened.
The Banshees of Hall and Oates.
The Banshees of Hall and Oates.
Now, listeners, a couple of programming notes for you that we, unlike other podcasts, there's no holiday break here. We have a very packed December and January, and we're counting on you all to not only listen to the podcast, but play it on speaker at your holiday tables, because we're sure that your elderly relatives will love this podcast. Just a couple of things we have coming up. In December, we will be, by popular demand, and also in spite of us resisting initially, we are going to now have to fix Lizzo. That is coming up shortly. We are also going to be doing a special episode of Just Chris and I called The Unfixables, which is going to be devoted to all the people that many of you beg for us to fix, but who we refuse to fix because they've done things like rape people, not just like say something inappropriate. So it's an hour of us justifying, like, why can't you fix Kanye? Well, here are 5,000 reasons in one sentence and let's move on. So I'm actually looking forward to that episode very much. And then later on, our last episode of the year, 2 days after Christmas, will be the first annual Fixies. This podcast gives awards. We don't know what they are yet because pop culture is always happening. And we will bring this to you on December 27th with special awards correspondent, of course, Rebecca Bregman joining us for that. And by the way, if you have ideas for awards for the Fixies, we'll do audience participation here.
Yeah.
Please and thank you. We'll probably have to do the week before that. We should do some polling on Instagram.
We're going to do some polling. The polls are going to be out. And you know what? The Patreon polls are going to be out. And the Fixies that are in the Patreon are definitely going to have some poll as far as who we're giving awards to, who we're not, etc.
Did you say have some pull or have some poll?
Some poll. P-U-L-L. Poll.
Okay. It sounded like you said they're going to have some poll. Like they're going to have some poll bite. Too, they're going to have Dominic. Some dick. They are going to have some poll. I mean, aren't we all going to have some poll? It is Wednesday after all. And speaking of the Patreon, please visit the Patreon. We are very proud of all of our extra content. We're going to be having more extra content as the weeks go by. Our Patreon is new. And please also go to the Fixing Famous People Instagram page where you will find a link to our holiday merch, the aforementioned Long Island Ice Tree candle set. It smells like your drunk aunt on Christmas Day, but this bitch you don't have to throw out. You just blow it out when you're done with it. That's it. Put it back on the shelf. And that's it. Oh, also, I don't know if I've mentioned I'm doing a holiday show. I know you're all waiting for me to stop talking about it, but I have bad news. I've already booked the dates for next year, and I'm going to start talking about them on the January 3rd podcast. I will be at Davenport's Piano Bar in Chicago this Friday. And then on Monday, I will be at Club Cafe in Boston. And I hope to see every single one of you there. I want to cram all of you in there like a Japanese subway car. Come on down.
I can't wait to see your outfit now that I know that what you're wearing.
Yep. I mean, it does say gay apparel in the title.
It sure does.
It's hard, though. I mean, you know, my holiday, my Christmas show ensembles are very much, I feel like how I would assume Heidi Klum feels on Halloween. Like, what the fuck am I going to... The thing I wore last year, I pulled it out of Diana Ross's dumpster, basically. Yeah. I don't know. I stressed myself out this year. I'm like, it's not going to be that kind of gay, so I'm going to have to make it like Liza gay, which is, you know, like Liberace gay, little Peter Allen gay, little Charles Nelson Reilly gay. I just lost half the listeners. They're like, if I have to Google these old people, I'm not listening anymore. Do you know who Charles Nelson Reilly is?
No.
Oh, God, I'm going to kill us both. I swear to God. Guess
what? In this episode, there's also someone else that I mix up.
Listeners,
so buckle up.
After this break, you're not going to believe this when you listen to this unfold on this episode where we are fixing Candace Cameron. She has a third name. I didn't know how it was pronounced. You'll hear me discovering
you'll
that
find
as
out.
Well. It's real exploratory, this episode.
This is, yeah.
But it's a really good one, so we hope you everyone pee your pants.
Get ready to buckle up because you're about to hear Dominic and I become unhinged in a way that you've never heard.
Can you imagine we're talking about being unhinged in a 40-minute chat about Candace fucking Cameron? That's what the world is.
Oh, all right, well, here we go.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, it's the holiday season, and so I need a Hallmark movie expert to come on and talk about the person we're fixing today. She's one of the cookies. She's a great friend. We just had the best time in Las Vegas together at BravoCon. Her name is Katie Rosen. She is one of my nearest and dearest now, and she is also another person who was the first guest at Dos Caminos Park Avenue. I don't think I've said this story on the podcast yet. I'm going to say it. We will explain it to Dominic because it is something
I'm clapping for her. Oh, I know the Dos Caminos story. I know it. I've seen the photos. I'm clapping for her and for that story. You should tell it. Katie, welcome. This story is... it's like Krista Rosa canon, basically. Like, this is, if you need to know three stories about him, this is one of the stories. Listeners, hit record.
Katie, how do we even start? How do we even start okay, it's the first time we were meeting in person.
The very first time.
And you were coming into like Grant's, no.
Grand Central.
You're like,
I met you at the Banana Republic beside Grand Central Station.
Correct.
It's for those of you unaware, Grand Central, we're in New York City in the year 2023, correct?
Yes. Is
that the story? Okay.
We're like, we're so hungry. Let's go to a restaurant that's right around the corner. Like, we'll just walk and find something. We walk. We turn the corner. I'm like, oh, there's a Dos Caminos right there. Let's just go there. That'll be easy. They'll have room for us. Like, they're always humongous. We walk in the front door. When I tell you there are 25 people standing at the host stand, am I joking at all, Katie?
No less than 20.
25 employees standing at the host stand.
Well, as we came to discover.
Yes. Okay. As we walk in the front door, every single one of them turns around and just gives us the blankest stare known to man. We're like, hello? And then they kind of like... we just do this standoffish thing where I'm like, are you open? And everyone kind of is just like moving in slow motion to try to figure out like what to do with us. And we are.
And one person was like, you got to come back in half an hour.
We're not open yet. And then another person chimes in and is like, no, like we're open. We can take you. We can seat you right now. We come to realize that we are the absolute first customers of this Dos Caminos location that is having their grand opening in 30 minutes.
No. But you jumped the gun and got there earlier and they didn't
Unbeknownst
know.
The door was
to
open.
Us, the door was open.
It was not our fault.
And we were like, huh? Like we are thrown and shocked. We're like walking through the restaurant like absolute zombies. Like we are looking around.
There
like
was too much attention.
Of course,
no one else is there, and 75 people are taking our order and like making sure that we have water. Like it was the funniest shit of my life. And the whole time we were there, we were like, "Well, we hope these margaritas are good because these are like the first ones they're ever gonna make. So like, we hope that they have the kinks out by now." And we didn't stop laughing about it for weeks. And also we obviously got a photo of ourselves on the Dos Caminos Instagram page saying our first guest.
Of course.
Was the meal free?
No. They gave us free shots.
Okay. One round.
Yes.
Do you remember Correct. What the shots were? I'm trying to gauge.
We should have gotten a free meal is what should have happened.
You should have gotten a free meal. Yeah.
But
I will never eat at Dos Caminos again because of this. But there's quite a few Dos Caminosos in the city, are there not now?
Yes, correct. Hence why I was like, oh, obviously this is like an institution of New York City. We can just like go there and get tacos and it'll be easy. Little did we know we were going to walk in and it'd be like an absolute, no one knew what to do with us.
Yeah, we were hoping for just like an easy in and out, very quick food kind of meal, and it became a production.
a full production, a full on production, one that Dominic Pupa would be proud to see.
Well, sure. I mean, Chris and I, although we are years apart in age, we do suffer from the same affliction that when we walk into an establishment, the bare minimum of what you're getting is a two-act play with both tears and laughs. It just doesn't. That's what happens. It's
comedy and
gift.
Comedy and tragedy.
Yeah, it's always mostly tragedy. Speaking of tragedy, let's affix our gaze to this week's fixie, Candace Cameron Bure. She, of course, of Full House fame, subsequently The View. I think that's where two generations will know her from, or just the one generation that gives a shit about her that's following her here. And then, of course, we have, in a word, Hallmark, which we will deal with later. But first, to quote Julie Chen, we will have Katie and Chris guess Candace's middle name. And the only hint I'm going to give you is that it is as annoying as she is.
I can't participate because I know it.
Why were you at her baby naming? Who are you, Katie? Who are you? Are you a spy sent by the Camerons?
No, I just spent so much time on the internet.
Chris is flying solo today, okay?
Yes.
I was going to Google it and pretend like I didn't know, but then I forgot to do
it. Christopher Michael DeRosa. I may never do this again now. Now I feel like you're lying time.
No. I was going to do it once and then tell you. Okay. It's just as annoying as she is.
Yeah. And you'll know why I'm saying that when you hear what it is.
Is it? I want to say that it's.
Well, let me give you some, just a little context, not clues.
Okay.
She was born in 1976. In Panorama City, Los Angeles, California.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
To Robert and Barbara Cameron. Unless, of course, she is pronouncing it the more provincial Barbara. I do not know. I have no source. I will tell you that Barbara is also my mother's name. So Candace and I have that in common only.
I want to say that it's Xanadu.
Yes, I want it to be that. So yes, Candace Xanadu Cameron Bure. No, this one's middle name is Helaine, but it's spelled H-E-L-A-I-N-E. Candace Helaine Cameron.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
I love that we spend at least 19 minutes on this every week. I could spend another 19
and
on
we
it.
Leave it in every clues. Time. I always think Dominic's going to cut this out of the show and then you never do. And it's so
I fucking love it.
I love the middle name section.
It's a hallmark of the show, if you will.
Well, what I love. Yes, bitch. What I love about it is that the people who come on really don't. I believe our guests do not cheat. They want to participate in the game.
No one has cheated yet. Not at all.
And Katie, you have my admiration that you came clean, because the truth is I would have just pretended.
You can't just pretend to have guessed Helaine. Maybe you could pretend.
Particularly
to guess
when she's spelling it wrong. Yes. Particularly the misspelled version of it. Where to begin with Candace Cameron Bure?
I think it's Bure.
Is it really?
I think so.
Like the dessert?
Well, not anymore. Puree. Guess what? Not anymore.
Okay.
It's Bure now.
Okay, great.
In all seriousness, I thought that it was pronounced Bure. I guess they never announced her name on The View. They just like let them all walk out. You're supposed to read it in the theme. They don't say anyone's last names. She, for me, suffers from Rudy Giuliani syndrome, which was there was like a moment in her life when she could have just written the ticket for anything, just like Rudy Giuliani. He was America's sweetheart. Even after cheating on his wife, he was still America's sweetheart. Candace Cameron was still America's sweetheart, even after we knew that Kirk Cameron was a pile of shit. We still loved Candace Cameron. And then she went on The View and it was sort of like, oh, you too are a steaming mound of the fecal matter, ain't ya, Candace?
Okay, I have something to confess.
What?
I had no idea that she was Kirk Cameron's child.
No, sister.
Sister, Chris. Sister.
Wait, what?
Chris, this is what I'm going to go do.
Wait, how old do you think Kirk Cameron is?
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Okay. This is, we are a pop culture podcast. And what I'm going to do is.
Guys, I'm tired.
I'm going to buy a gun and I'm going to come over there.
Shoot me in the face.
Do a murder suicide. I'm going to kill you and then kill myself. Do we have to put up a card? No, I'm joking. Please don't commit suicide. Please don't even buy a gun. I'm not going to kill Chris. But also, I can see you Googling from here.
Okay, I'm thinking of Kirk Cameron as someone else. Guys, I'm so confused.
Right, do you know who Kirk Douglas is?
Oh, I'm thinking of Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas? Have you lost your mind?
Guys, I'm out of control. What's wrong with you? Guys, I don't know.
I want you to resign right now from this podcast.
Listeners,
for the first time in history, a member of the human species has mistaken Kirk Douglas for Kirk Cameron or vice versa.
Guys,
this is the greatest moment in the history of this
I'm
podcast.
I'm sorry. Guys, I'm sorry. No, but imagine my surprise when I thought that Candace Cameron was Kirk Douglas's child.
Well, yeah, that would surprise me too.
That's a good point.
Okay, so you're just finding
out.
Okay,
we're moving right along from this. I can't deal with it anymore.
So do you know who Kirk Cameron is from Growing Pains?
Like, yes.
Okay. You know, he's like a right-wing, crazy Christian.
I'm up to speed now.
So you know that Candace, I mean, that's all. So you thought that Candace Cameron was just like a star in her own right.
From being DJ Tanner.
Full House.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
I mean, which she is. Like, she didn't really need Kirk's coattails. And God knows after Growing Pains, he just like went away. I mean, he and his wife, I think they have 33 children from what I'm aware. Let me look it up. 37.
Right.
37 children. Oh, there's a picture of her uterus on the internet. Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. Woo. Okay, anyway.
Her trouble started really when she went on to The View. As often happens, and we've discussed so often, you know, when you're hosting when you're an actor, you should probably stay an actor because most actors don't know how to be themselves. She ruined it. She was America's sweetheart. And then we found out that she was a little bit dicey, like conservative. Fine. I could almost give it a pass. I can't.
Well, that's what The View is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always a role for, like, that's what The View is.
But you just didn't think that someone from Full House would pop on there and start destroying childhoods by saying that she wasn't going to be part of the Hallmark Channel anymore because they were showing some gay-leaning films now as part of their Christmas lineup, and she couldn't be a part of it.
More than any of this, what I don't like is when a child star is like, let me tell you about life. And it's like, No. Right. You don't know what life is. You've lived in a fantasy world your entire life. Your life, which is probably harrowing and dark since Bob Saget was like an absolute menace to society and was playing America's dad on that was what your life was. So not only should you seek help.
What is happening? Why are you coming for Bob Saget? What did he do?
Dominic,
you're rolling your eyes. You didn't know who Kirk Cameron was. Don't you dare roll those peepers at me, Chris.
He was
Did he rape somebody? Is everyone raping someone?
I'm just saying he was like an alcoholic drug addict and was like the filthiest person alive.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make him a bad person. Did he put his finger in Candace Cameron Bure's
You can't even say it. You can't even say it.
I wanted to say butthole with an accent as well. I wanted to say
butthole.
Candace Cameron Bure is a butthole. God.
What I am saying is that
we've also not let Katie speak
not one time.
Word.
I'm just like, it's like I'm listening to the podcast.
No, but you need to jump in because we'll never let you talk.
I will say my CCB exposure was mostly Hallmark after Full House.
Stop.
I was not a view watcher.
No,
but
we have to pause when we hear some. No, no. Now we have to
I'm
put
a big
CCB.
Hallmark.
We have to put CCB in the glossary. No, you're not. We're not moving on until we acknowledge that.
Wait, I have to write it down.
If you all Patreon users, if you go to the glossary, you will find that Katie has coined. I've never heard Candace Cameron Bure described as CCB, and that is it from now on.
In there.
Bravo.
Like swimwear.
Katie, bravo.
I mean, thank you. She comes up a lot when you talk about Hallmark a lot. And so it's just faster.
Yes.
There's too many.
She has too many names. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So wait, so you, you arrived at her like with Hallmark outside of Full House.
Yes. And she, I mean, she was in like so many Hallmark Christmas movies. She had 18 Aurora Tea Garden movies and mystery movies. She was a part-time librarian who helped solve murders in her small town, of which there were endless murders.
I'm hyperventilating. I don't know what, like, this information.
Her name was Aurora Tea Garden. I mean,
it was like the most like
die.
Successful
Dominic's
Hallmark series.
Dominic's
18
gonna
movies.
Die.
until she left Hallmark for Great American Family, nay, Great American Country.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so she's like the starlet of Hallmark. That's what you're telling me.
Yes,
there was Aurora Tea Garden, and she was like a basically Murder She Wrote, but on the Hallmark
never
channel.
Be over this.
Yes,
I'll never be over it.
There was even a list that came out this year of like the 25 best Hallmark Christmas movies ever made. And half of the list was Candace Cameron Bure movies, even though she's like officially cut
like
ties with the network.
Yeah.
She's exclusively GAC family now.
GAC.
Which is Great American Country family.
That one I've heard.
Yeah. CCB's on
CCB's all about GAC. Yeah.
I can't. I'm dead.
And she's their chief content officer, promoting traditional families, faith-based stories, a lot of military propaganda.
What is a chief content officer exactly? Is it someone who looks at TikToks and says, I like this one.
She's the rat czar.
A great meme.
She's the rat czar of GAC.
She holds seminar Zooms at work about whether or not it's pronounced GIF or GIF. That's what she does as chief content officer.
And her first Hallmark Christmas movie was 2008. She was doing Hallmark movies for like 12 years.
And I fear that all I'm going to do is stay up overnight watching
Googling
Aurora Tea Garden.
And honestly, you should. They're absolutely insane and incredible to watch.
I've never heard of this before. I truly have not.
Why would you have?
The amount of new information Chris and I are drinking in is all because of Candace Cameron.
This is why I'm here.
Okay, Katie, explain the allure of a Hallmark movie. You have done this to me on the internet before. So, like, why do you like them?
Okay, some people like to rewatch shows for comfort. It's just like something on in the background that you know, you feel comfortable with it.
Okay.
It's cozy.
Friends.
For
is
me,
this for
a
me?
Home. Yes. For me, Hallmark movies are that because I like watching something new, but also every single one is the same. There's like 8 plots, 7 different character profiles. It's a mix and match. Every movie is going to be the same. You know how they're going to go. It's extremely comforting, very cozy.
Yeah, like zero.
Everyone is like
zero curveballs.
Yeah, there's like, and when there is a curveball, it's like very exciting.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my God, like what? Like if they kiss halfway through the movie instead of just at the end, oh, I'm on the floor.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, when Candace left the Hallmark Channel, this is what she had to say about it. She told the Wall Street Journal at the end of 2022 that she left Hallmark because it was a completely different network than when I started. and that I wanted to, quote, tell stories that have more meaning and purpose and depth behind them. Well, because, I mean, I can see that that's the brand, isn't it? When you think purpose, meaning, and depth, you or your mind automatically goes towards Candace Cameron Bure.
What's tough about the great American family, great American country movies is that they're much, much worse than Hallmark movies.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And like one would think that like, where do you go? Like how could they be worse? But they've figured it out and they've nailed it. And then also there's like no interracial couples, not nary a gay character in sight.
Right. Which there, is why she left, really, right? Like she objected to Hallmark in including queer stories on the channel.
Yeah, there was a controversy because the CEO of Hallmark, they had run an ad featuring a lesbian couple. They got pushback, so they pulled the ad, and then they got more pushback for pulling the ad, and that's when the CEO left, and he went to Great American Country. And then a bunch of people followed him. It was basically all the stars who were like, yeah, Hallmark is too progressive. They're breaking down too many barriers our Christmas content.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. We're following this guy and Candace Cameron Bure, who I think led the charge over to GAC. Right.
Which I'm not going to lie, for her is a smart business move. For her to be like, I'm for also her, yes. done with this. Let me go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not for nothing.
Yeah, she gets to like kind of be in charge over there.
Right.
And then a bunch of people signed exclusive contracts. And that was a big controversy because it was like, who is signing the exclusive contracts? And then there's all the other people who are like, we're not leaving because we support the LGBTQIA plus community. And so therefore we're not going that way.
This is like,
there was like a divide in the cast.
This is like Marvel versus DC at this point. Like they're like, will the Avengers split up to like move over to the Justice League? Like that's what's, right.
Yeah. If one had like really bad politics and that was why the divide happened.
Right. I want to, I don't like her and I'm going to tell you why.
I couldn't guess why, Dominic.
Well, it's not even, you know what? If she hates gay people, you know what? Most of the time I hate gay people. So I'm sort of with you, Candace. But the ultimate sin really is that she's written 4 books. One of them is a New York Times bestseller. If the titles of these books don't make you hate Candace Cameron Bure, you will never hate this woman. You might as well just hang her on a cross in your house, put her over your fireplace. Here are the books. The first book is called Reshaping It All, : Motivation for Physical and Spiritual Fitness.
Dear God in Heaven.
It's a long one. The next book is called Balancing It All, : My Story of Juggling Priorities and Purpose.
Okay.
That's going
to
be.
I'm already Googling closest weapon shops to my house now, and I have 2 books to go. Are we ready? Book number 3, Dancing Through Life, :
No.
Steps of Courage and Conviction.
Wait, when did that one come out?
That was August 2015.
Okay, so she was on Dancing with the Stars in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Which there's is when Juggling Priorities and Purpose came out.
There's like a memoir trope of people talking about how Dancing with the Stars saved their lives and changed their careers. And I feel like she did it by a whole book. She did a whole book about
it.
Would you like to know that the title of the 4th book is probably the most egregious? Okay.
Before we go on, I need you to know that Dancing Through Life is literally, a song from Wicked.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So not only did she steal that title from the largest entity that the NBC Universal owns, but...
Book number 4, Kind is the New Classy, :
How dare she? The colons are not allowed.
The Power of Living Graciously. Kind is the New Classy, The Power of Living Graciously. I feel like we should do a poll on the Instagram page. Which of these book titles makes you want to commit random crime more?
For me, it's kind is the new classy.
Yeah, that's the way.
I love that you had an answer so much. To it. God bless you.
That's I agree. It, by a mile, it's the worst one.
By a mile. That really fills me with like a really specific type of rage. You know?
I don't
She doesn't know how to be kind.
Well, no. And also like, guess what being kind is? Like allowing other people to exist. Do you know what I mean? Like that's kindness.
She does love to say that she loves all people. She just doesn't think their stories need to be told.
Yeah. All lives matter. Oh, I didn't know this. Her daughter competed in season 11 of The Voice at the age of 18.
Don't care.
Also didn't know that her husband was a Russian. He's a Russian. I knew he was in the NHL, but I didn't know that he was a Russian hockey player. Wasn't there a controversy where she had posted a photo of him touching her boob outside the shirt or something? And there was like,
what?
Her maniac followers were like, why are you giving him a hand job with your boob?
That does sound familiar. Like, okay, let me look. She had to discuss that, like, her and her husband have a sexual relationship or something. Like, it was.
Oh, yeah. There's a picture where he has his arm around her, but instead of it being like here, he has it here and it's like grabbing one of her boobs.
Like a husband would do to a wife.
His whole palm is on her breast.
I do remember this.
I mean, when I look at the photo, I am like, why is he grabbing her breast in this photo? But I'm not moved to rage about it, like her followers.
Right. I was looking at her Instagram page yesterday, and she has a video where she asks a bunch of the like GAC actors what they want for Christmas.
Oh God!
And
what do they say?
All of the comments underneath it are like, "All I want for Christmas is for everyone to know Christ." So no. Well, that's what her followers are like.
Got it. Well, he's everywhere.
If you're wondering why they're mad about her husband touching her boob.
I think that she should write book number 5 about the backlash of the thing of the with boob. Boob.
The boob.
It should be called Accidental Slut, colon. Yeah.
How to not go to hell. How to not go to hell when your husband touches you.
Accidental Slut, colon, the titty grab authorized by Christ. She's the Mary Magdalene of Great American.
Okay. Here's the thing.
What's the C stand for?
The C stands for country. I think it's Great American Family now. I think they rebranded, but GAC is better to say.
Right.
Than GAF?
It also sounds.
Yeah, than GAF.
Yeah, it sounds like what the programming probably
is.
GACy.
This is the thing. Like, do we believe that she believes all this stuff? Like, do we think this is real, or do we think that she's doing this because it'll get her fame?
No, I think it's real. I think they have a Christian family.
Really?
Yeah, because her brother's like
her brother's Kirk Douglas.
Very intense.
Yeah, her brother is Kirk Douglas. Her mother had children when she was 18 and 104. That's how they're
going to edit her Wikipedia page today.
I have not been embarrassed of anything that I said on this podcast until today.
Are you going to text me at 2 a.m. and say, do I look too stupid? Should we take this out of the podcast?
No, I don't care.
Because I sometimes think about doing that with things that I say.
It is embarrassing, but I'm leaving it in. Anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, for her, really, it is... Like she has Christianized herself so much to the public that her actual husband grazing her breast in a photo caused an outrage. So she has done this. She has made this for herself. Right. So she's definitely sort of, as all celebrities are really, there's nothing she can do. Like she's built a brand and because of that, everyone hates it.
And she's got to stick with it. That's the other thing.
Yeah, even if it means she has to have a feud with JoJo Siwa.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Wait, that's another recent peak.
What happened with JoJo Siwa?
Okay, it started because I think JoJo Siwa posted about CCB being rude to her on a red carpet when she was 11 and she wouldn't take a picture.
I'm going
to
leave the room.
And then
Wait.
And
wait. CCB was like, I won't take a picture with you, you 11-year-old child.
Yes, but then took pictures with other children. And so this was like a formative moment for her. And
because
then
she was nervous that JoJo Siwa was too famous.
And this was a big story.
Oh no, it's impossible
year,
to know.
By the way, this was a big story. It was last because, year, right?
Yeah, because right. So that's how it started, and then there was and then CCB apologized, and then there was a lot of back and forth, and then it's like, okay, they've come to an understanding, and it's fine. And then JoJo Siwa came out again and was like, "It sucks that you've like specifically said you'll never make a movie about LGBTQ+A people because." It's a whole community you're being rude to, basically. And then they feuded again.
So here's what I think happened. Here's what the real story is. I think Candace Cameron Bure made JoJo Siwa gay, and that JoJo Siwa knows that that's what Candace's powers are. Her God-given powers are wouldn't that be a great power? Everyone you're rude to becomes homosexual. That's Candace's power.
When I wonder why she didn't take photos with her. Like, I want to know that now. Is it because
JoJo
like,
Siwa wasn't anyone at the time? I mean, she was just a kid.
No, but was she?
She was on Dance Moms. Yeah, she'd been
on
Dance Moms.
Someone. She was.
Okay. You didn't know who Kirk Cameron was 10 minutes ago. Stop yelling at me.
No, but I'm telling you that Jessalyn Siwa.
Jessalyn Siwa's daughter, Josephine,
person alive, was like trotting her daughter out for the world to see. So she was someone.
So I'm unfamiliar with the circumstance. Like I'm in my head, it's like she's at a meet and greet, and Candace was just like, "Whatever, you're just another brat that I have
I
to
think
like."
They were like
I have to rub.
Both on a red carpet together.
Got it.
Or something.
Oh, and she's like, this girl's trash because she's on Dance Moms.
Oh, because JoJo Siwa was probably passing hors d'oeuvres on that red carpet. Are we sure she was there for Dance
Abby
Moms?
Abby probably
was
making her like be in a pyramid for them to perform on the red carpet.
Bring these Abby potato puffs to the Full House, lady.
I think CCB set her position was she didn't remember this.
No,
so.
Of course that's what she's going to say. So...
I swear to you, every time you say CCB, I think I'm gonna poop in my pants. I mean it. I start to laugh in a way that I'm trying to hold it in because it is so. It makes her much, much cooler. Like that's what's making me mad.
Oh.
And I want to say one thing too, and I know this isn't supposed to matter in the world, but I'm the person that talks about people's physical appearances. She's beautiful. She has like a perfectly symmetrical face. She's gorgeous. And like with the right, if she were just hanging around the right people, she'd be really cool. Her and Kirk Cameron would have been. Kirk is long gone. I think Candace should leave her family and just follow the accidental slut storyline that we're making up for her. She should take that boob grab and turn it into a whole line of work.
Well, the first article when you Google Candace Cameron boob pic is from obviously our paper of note people.com. And it says Candace Cameron Bure reflects on backlash to handsy husband picture.
I can't. That
handsy
the
husband.
Title of that article is almost as long as the title of one of her books. They must
yeah,
have been
almost keyword almost.
Okay, wait, but now I want to see the Lifetime movie called The Handsy Husband. Right?
She should star in it.
Yeah.
Accidental slut, colon. The booby
backlash
say? That made me question Christ by Candace Helene Cameron Bure. All of that will have to wrap around to the back cover. Yeah. It's too much, even if it's in small type. Katie, I'm so happy you brought up the boob thing because I cannot believe
you brought up the boob thing.
I did. Oh, did I? God almighty, I'm stoned. The JoJo Siwa thing.
Oh, yes.
Because that's like the biggest, like, I can't believe we didn't lead with that. It's the most recent infraction.
Well, no, the most recent infraction is that this summer, Jodie Sweetin was like publicly very upset that she made a made-for-TV movie and it got sold to Great American Family instead of being picked up by like Hallmark or something. And she was like publicly very upset about it.
Oh,
because she hates yeah. Candace Cameron Bure.
Because she hates Great American Family.
She hates the brand.
That's, yeah.
Wow. So I didn't realize this. So really there's a whole, like, Candace and Jody are probably not friends anymore because of all of this nonsense.
I am curious to know the state of their relationship.
Well, and it's like, this is the thing, is when you go so hard like that in the press about something that's like, especially as celebrities, you have to be right. very delicate with. Imagine them all being on the same shit. Like, remember, like, when Fuller House was on and she's saying this shit, they're probably like, will you shut the fuck up? Because now every single like interview that I do, they ask me about you.
I also took a screenshot of something that came out about Fuller House. Okay, did you watch Glamorous on Netflix with Kim Cattrall?
No.
Okay, so Miss Benny, who is the star of Glamorous, was also apparently on Fuller House, which I did not watch.
Right.
And in July 2023, Fuller House actress Miss Benny indirectly accused Bure of attempting to remove Benny's character from the script of the show due to her character's queer identity. After facing online backlash, Bure denied the claims. So... also
bad. She's just out here like being a mess.
She yeah. is in these streets taking backlash like punches. It's yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah, one after the other.
Taking it like boob grabs from her.
There is no, there's not a Googleable story about Candace Cameron Bure that doesn't involve backlash. Everything she does is lashed back. What is it about CCB? What is it?
That was so hard for you to say.
It's so my first time. It felt good, though.
It sounded good.
This, I mean, so what to do is really the question.
A tough one. And I joked before we started rolling that there were, you know, we have a no-fly list of people who are too terrible to fix, which many people think we crossed the line with Lena Dunham. I told a couple of other people have been like, why would you fix her?
Oh, really?
Which is interesting, yeah. But there are people who are accused of sexual assault on the list who... I think are more deserving to be here than Candace Cameron. Sorry.
It's just slam.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm an old gay man. So when you start that shit, I'm like, bitch, bye. I get a little single issue about it. So I'm struggling right now with how I'm going to fix it, because I'm committed to what this firm was established to do is, you know, if
should
we gave-
I have. Sorry, I was going to say, should I could get things started with one of my friends today proposed a pitch for how to get CCB back on track.
I'd love to hear that.
She just needs one lesbian to go down on her one time and provide her with a real orgasm. And then
I have someone in mind for it. I automatically
you?
Know the lesbian. No. Dare you? How dare you?
Dominic, that was way... Stop. It was way too easy. How could I not? How could I not? Candace Cameron, Helene, CCB, Aurora Tea Garden, Bure. Burr, as Dominic would call it.
I really thought it was Bure. I really did.
I know.
It's understandable.
This is the thing. Everyone should not be telling every story. I don't want Candace Cameron in charge of queer stories. I don't want that. She doesn't want that. The reason we have stereotyped roles and like one-dimensional gay characters is because people that have absolutely no idea what the queer experience is are writing them. For this reason, I want Candace Cameron to show us exactly why she doesn't have any gay characters. In the next entire season of, what is it, GAC? Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the network, yes.
GAC programming. There will be one queer character in every single movie that is made. And that character is going to be the villain. That character is going to be absolutely monstrous. They are going to be so offensively stereotypical and horrible that we are going to go, why the fuck were we asking her to do this? Why are we having her include these people? These people should not be included in these stories, period, done. No justice will come of telling their stories on this fucking bullshit ass network that no one fucking cares about. She is going to have a gay character in every single thing be the absolute villain and make us regret ever asking her to tell queer stories, because I don't think that she should be doing it. Because what the fuck does she have to say about a queer love story? Nothing. As the chief content officer, right? CCB's mm-hmm. the CCO. What the fuck does she have to say? She didn't even want a queer character to be on the same show as her, let alone run a network that has a queer person in it. So she's going to make us regret asking her to tell queer stories. And in the process, make us realize that she shouldn't be telling queer stories, because I don't think that she should be. And that is my pitch.
Wow. Candace Helene Cameron Bure. CHCB. New glossary term.
Writing that down.
CCB, this is, I don't think you're going to be changeable in the ways that I need you to be changeable. I do agree with Chris a little bit about, like, this is who you are. And I'm almost not interested in having you change. So I'm not copping out, because I want to fix you by just having you leave us alone once and for all. So what I want is for you to consent to a new Netflix series called Fullest House, where Kimmy Gibbler off camera rebuffs DJ Tanner's lesbian advances. You heard me. All you need to do is give consent. Maybe you don't even need to give consent. You don't own the character. Fullest House is going to be about DJ in silhouette, possibly in the cold open of episode one, trying to get with Kimmy Gibbler, who responds by killing her. They don't tell the police. A la Paris is Burning, they mummify DJ and put her in a trunk in the house and just carry on with their lives with this dead body in the house. And they just call it Fullest House. And the real kicker is going to be that Kimmy Gibbler will turn out to be gay. She just didn't think that DJ was attractive. And it's just a series of Kimmy Gibbler's character having lesbian sex with a rotating group of co-stars on a bed that is above DJ Tanner's corpse. Dead body. That's where we're keeping it. Because fuck this lady. I mean, I'm thrilled to have trashed her for the past 40 minutes, but I'm not fixing her. She can stay where she is.
Fullest house.
All right. Fullest House. : a bunch of lesbians having sex on CCB's corpse. That'll be the full name of the show. The accompanying book. These books are burning up my balls right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of books that need to be banned.
Oh my gosh. All right, now these, I have to choose.
I mean, your payment for coming on here and giving us 3 to 4 glossary terms is to have to wade through the two muddy circus pitches that we have ever had opposing each other.
Okay. I think selfishly, I want the movies. Because I think it might make those GAC movies a slightly more watchable.
I love that you're actually going with your heart and not what's best for her, because fuck her again.
Yeah. I think that she should have to do something that she finds very uncomfortable.
Fisting.
And I... I mean, if that's where her heart takes her, then I support it. But I think
that's where the gay villain in her movie takes her.
Oh my God.
And I think, Chris, unfortunately, I think Chris wins.
Congratulations,
unfortunately,
Chris.
For Kimmy Gibbler's sex life, yeah. Which would have been.
Congratulations. I almost brought this win desperately.
I almost brought up that whole point about how basically, like, I don't think that she should be telling the stories of queer. If you hate queer people this much, you should absolutely not be telling their stories, period. Yeah. It irks me so much when people are like, why aren't there any gay people in this thing? And it's like, because these people would never put that person in their movie, and we should be making our own versions of it that are gay. Yeah. Not,
which is now happening on Hallmark very, very slowly.
Yes. But like every other streamer does their own version of a Hallmark movie, they could make a gay one.
And they are all slowly starting to do
that. Know
what
I mean? Like, that's fine.
Another fun potential consequence, though, of your pitch is that it would ruin the network. It would absolutely drive into financial ruin, and they'd
have
to shut down.
That's a fun consequence.
No, but what if they'd be?
Yeah.
But I feel like they'd be like happy because they're like, look at how horrible gay people are. They're so mean.
They don't want to see a gay person at all.
They just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
See something, don't see something, say something.
If it's in every movie for a whole year, the network's done.
Oh, really?
And that would be great. We don't need it.
All right, well, that's that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for choosing
me. You're welcome. Candace Cameron Bure. Katie, thank you so much. This has been like a mildly psychedelic version.
We have a lot of Dominic and I have a lot of paperwork to do after this episode. We have a lot of paperwork to do. We have to write some terms in the glossary. We have
to.
We have a lot to do.
Katie, thank you for having me.
Katie, tell us where we can find you.
I'm on Instagram at crozy23. That's the only place to look for me. But no one needs to find me.
You can find her shrimp nails on her Instagram. She puts a lot of crustaceans on her nails, and it's really great.
Yeah. It's a lot of nail art, bisexual lighting, color schemes.
Oh.
That's kind of the vibe of my Instagram. But if you're meant to find it, it'll find you.
Wow.
Much like Kent CCB's books. Dominic,
you can find them because the titles can be seen from space.
Because they wrap around the Earth's equator 3 times.
I like to have a colon on the front of all of my books as a way to taunt homosexuals. Hi, I'm Candace Cameron Bure. :. Feeling particularly idiotic. Thank you. Chris, I know what you're going to ask me because I have that gift. I can be found at my website at dominterry.com or on social media at Dominic Pupa. And my holiday show opens in Chicago this Friday, December 1st. Please go to my website to get tickets for that or the other stops on the tour. Christopher Michael DeRosa, who now knows the difference between Kirk Cameron and Kirk Douglas. Where can the people find you?
You can find me at the Chris DeRosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. Sign up for the Patreon at patreon.com/fixingfamouspeople. Buy the holiday candles.
Yes.
The link in our bio. We'll be putting that everywhere very, very soon. They smell great. I'm burning one right now. Write a review and let us know who you want us to fix next. And as always, I wish you both well. And where's Shelley? Goodbye. Okay. As soon as we get off of the microphone, Katie is like, say what you said.
I have 3 middle names.
How have you waited this long to tell us? We already wears Shelley'd. This is, this is your moment. You have to tell the whole story now. Everyone thought they were about to get out of their cars and go into work or go into the gym or get in the shower, but they're going to stay here now for the next minute and hear the story of Katie's 3 middle names.
Wait, can I guess them?
Yes.
Katie Candace Cameron Bure. Wait, how do you have 3 middle names? How have we never talked about this?
Everyone in my family when I was born got to pick a name for me. So my mom picked Caitlin. Then my dad picked Hillary.
Okay.
After his cousin, who's my godfather's ex-girlfriend, who he really liked. And then my brother picked Amanda because it was a girl at school he had a crush on. And my sister picked Melanie because it was like an older girl in her class that she thought was cool.
Okay.
And so if you'll notice, my middle initials spell Ham, which is another fun thing about me that I had to deal with when I got my first driver's license. So my license says Caitlin Hillary A.M. Rosen.
So it is your government. Your government.
It's my full government name. It doesn't always fit. Like when I'm trying to buy a plane ticket, because it's like it's on my passport.
Oh my God.
It's the whole thing.
That is even better than having the three middle names. The inconvenience is such a clincher.
Yeah, my first name doesn't fit, isn't on any of my license, like isn't on my driver's license.
It just says C. Michael DeRosa.
No, it's C. It's because Christopher's 13 letters and you're only allowed 12. So all my credit cards, everything, it usually says Christophe. And no R at the end.
Christoph.
Christoph.
Or, really, or it'll be Christoph. Or it just says Christoph, which then people think is
my gosh.
And it's not.
That's excellent. Wait, you don't like that?
No, it's like annoying because people are like, oh, your name's Christoph. I thought it was Christopher. And I'm like, it is Christopher. Anyway, the fact that you did not hit us with the fact that you have three middle names at the top is a crime.
I mean,
I was easing in. I'm sorry. I was easing in to being a guest on the podcast.
Why?
I don't know.
Really, it's not even necessary. No one eases in here. They just come in with their whole ass out with their husband's hands on their tits, just like everybody.
Or their butthole. What did you think that she did? Like she grabbed JoJo Siwa's butthole or what was it?
I can't remember. I'm sure it was something very intelligent.
You were going to say butthole, eh?
I know. I wanted to say buree, but I didn't know how I was going to do it. But I was going to.
We're sick. We're sick fucks. Okay.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.